last year. Although, I want to know if guys are interested.
Okay, fine. So, okay, so we're doing Chanukah. So, Yesh Shabbos, Tavchok Yom Lomim Beis. It's the sixth line. I'm Rav Yitzchak Bar Adifa, I'm Rav Huna. Okay, Nershi Yishlo Shnei Pios. Ola Shnei Bnei Adam. Okay, the Gemara is somewhat straightforward, right? So it's a Ner which has two holes, two open mouths, I guess, two openings. Counts for two people. So let's see Rashi. So to get the case. So it's a Shnei Pios. It's a Shaner Shalom Shal Charasin. So their candles were, their Neros were made out of earthenware. The Mechusin, and they were covered. The Osin Lo Nekev Betzide Kisuyav. And they made a hole in the side of the covering in order to place a wick into it. Okay? Right, so it means that you have a covering on top, but in the covering, it's not an entire covering, you leave a little hole. Okay? That's the path. And on top of the covering, there's a little hole. Begam chalal yesh l'maylam in aki. So there's a little bit of a space above the covering. Umimalo shemen, and you fill it up with oil. Vu nichnas derech anekev me'at me'at. And what happens is that you have on top of the covering, you have like, I guess, a receptacle of sorts, and you fill it up with oil, and it has a little hole in it. And it slowly drips into the pot, I guess, or whatever, the kli on the bottom. And I guess the wicks absorb the oil, and then they light. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. It's not exactly clear why they had this setup. Why didn't they just have a bunch of oil in the clay on the bottom and just put the wicks into it? Right, like kind of like what we would do with oil. Right, but for whatever reason they didn't. They had this stuff on top. Maybe if they wanted to stop it, then they'd be able to just take off the cover and to drain off the oil. They didn't. Whatever it is, they didn't have the oil all sitting in the thing in the bottom in the beginning, but they had it dripping into it. I don't know if that's significant here, but that's the way they had it. That's the way they had the oil dripping in slowly. Okay? It would drip in slowly. It wasn't only for Chanukah. This is I don't think the reason why it has this case is because of Chanukah. I mean, this is the way the Neros were. This is like any kid. This is their lantern. We don't use lanterns, we don't use these types of things, so it's hard to figure out. I don't know the practical factors involved. But that's how they did it. Okay? So you have basically, so now what's the relevance? So the case is, so that's Stamaner. That has nothing to do with two holes per se. But then it says, Im yesh bo shnei nekav mishnei tzadev, if you have two holes and two sides, ol shnei b'nei adam, le mahadrin, osim ner, le kalachad
v'echad. So it has to be shnei tzadev?
So it sounds, it's a good question, why does it say shnei tzadev? Why does it say shnei tzadev? I mean, it has to be clear that they're two separate things. But let's leave it for now, whatever. It's a good question, why shnei tzadev? Okay? But basically, if you have two holes on two sides of it, and you light them, so it counts for two people, because Mahajan, you light per person in the house, right? So let's say there are five people in the house, so you light five candles, that's Mahajan, every night, they light five candles, right? First night five, second night five, always five, right? So he's saying, so the question is, how many people is it going to count for? Okay, so he's saying, we'll count for two. Okay, what's the Havmina? Practically?
It's really for one person.
Right. So practically, how many it would be, there'd only be one, for whatever reason. That's what has to be explained. Right. But it would seem, that's what I would have thought, that it would count for one person. But it's telling you, no, since there are two POs and two flames or whatever, right, even though it's one container, something like that, mm-hmm. It still counts for two people, and that's the Chiddush. Right? That's supposed to be defined. Why would I think that counts only as one? Well, it's the Svara that it counts as two. Right, I mean, that's straightforward. I don't think it's going to make a difference. Okay, so that's one case. So we'll do another case. Okay, another case, but same. The other case sounds like almost the same exact thing, which is going to have to be explained. I mean, what do you need two cases for? They're very similar cases. Okay, although the setup is a little different, but the idea seems to be the same. Amara. Okay? Mila ka'ara shaman, if you fill up a plate, a dish of oil, it'd be kifa psilos, and then you... You surround it with wicks. And as you put a lot of wicks inside of one bowl of oil, I guess you don't have the cover here, you know? You don't have the clay. Just like, it's a bowl. It's not like this thing which is meant and has a cover or whatever. It's a bowl. You fill it up with a bunch of wicks. And, right. And you light all the wicks. So it says, what's the halacha? The question is, again, could it count for, was that only count for one person or for many people? Right? So, presumably you'd think it's the same thing as the other case, right? It would count for many people, because there's two flames, three flames, whatever it is. But it says, kafa le'akli, if you put a kli on top of the wicks, ola le'kama b'nei adam, then it will count for many people. Lo kafa le'akli, if you don't put a kli on top of the wicks, then what happens? Asa k'min medura. Then you have made it like a torch. And then it won't even count for one. Because Ner Chanukah is a Ner, not a torch. Apparently there's two types of things. There's Ner and there's Mendura. Two types of light or something like that. So it's saying is that if you don't have this Kli on top, you can have a bunch of wicks in one thing, right, in one bowl. So they're going to, the Rashi says, Rashi explains a little bit, right? Asaka Mendura, She'ish Mischaberes Lemsa Isa. Because the fire, even though they're separate wicks, the flames are going to join up in the middle. Okay, they're separate wicks, but they're, since there's nothing in between them or whatever, they're just going to end up, the flames are going to join together. And it's going to become, it's not going to be doma l'ner. It's not similar to an air. And therefore, it doesn't even count for one person. Okay? But if you put a kli, then it's, which, question is, what's the kli here? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I could see. Yeah, fine. Let's keep it. Okay, so simple pshat is the kli. Although it's funny, the Gemara doesn't explain it. But simple pshat is you have a kli, which has a bunch of holes on in it, like some sort of a holy kli, and you're going to put it on top of each of the wicks, so that every wick is going to come out of a different hole. I mean, it's a funny kli. That's just what's funny to me. I mean, it means it's like a specially designed kli, which is going to have holes. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's saying if you design, go to some designer who's going to make a kli with holes in it. And it sounds a little funny, but that's simple pshat, I guess. Simple pshat is you're going to put a kli on it that's going to cause all the wicks to be separated, and it's going to stop them from joining together and make a torch. So that's going to keep, that's going to make it, and then it's going to count for a lot of people. But if you don't have this kli, then it's going to all join together, it's going to become a torch, and then it's not going to be anything. It's not going to count. Right? Okay, fine. Let's go with that. So then the second case, again, so the question is going to be, what's the Havinoska on the second case? Second case is where you have a kli with a bunch of wicks in it. So it's saying, if you put a kli which separates in between the wicks, then it will count for many people. But if you don't put a kli which separates between the wicks, then the wicks are going to end up drawing together, they're going to come together, and it's going to become a torch. And Ner Chanukah isn't good as a torch, Ner Chanukah has to be individual wicks. So, but the case which does work is, if you have the kli which separates the wicks, it counts for two people. So the question is, what's the chiddush of that second case? It sounds like it's the same as the first case. Right? I mean, the second case, besides with the medura aspect, the torch thing, it sounds like, once you told me that the first case will count for two people, the Ner Sheyesh Shnei Pios, which has two holes, then it seems you'd already know that the case of the kli, which has all these wicks in it, with the kli on top, is going to count as two. It sounds like the same thing. Ama b'nei Adam. I mean, David's saying maybe there's no chiddush in the second case. Only chiddush is that the medura is going to be possible. But I'm saying, first of all, if that's the case, then you should just say separate halacha. Meduras are possible for Ner Chanukah. And also, it sounds from the Lashon, it's saying, if you cover the kli, ola l'kama b'nei Adam, then it counts for many people. So it sounds like there's an idea that it's telling you that it counts for many people. And then it says, and if you have a medura, it doesn't even count for one. Or it's not only doesn't count for two, it doesn't count for any. So it sounds like the main chiddush here is how many people it's going to count for. But then it's saying, agav orcha, in this case, you're going to have to make sure, take precautions that it doesn't become medura and therefore get knocked out and become nothing. I'm just saying, it sounds from the semantics of Gemara that the case is, it's similar to the first case. The first case is a chiddush about this, how many people it counts for, and it sounds like the second case also has a chiddush about how many people it counts for. And it brings in another halacha besides for that chiddush. If you don't, there's a psul, you have to be careful in that case though. There's a caveat, is you have to make sure you don't make it into Madura, because then it's not going to even count for one person. It doesn't count for anything. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like that to me from the semantics of the Gemara. And you could argue. You could say there's no chiddush, and it just sounds like it belongs in this Gemara. It's like a continuation of the discussion. And so otherwise, the Madura should be a different Gemara. It's not a discussion. I mean, it happens to be, it relates to this, but there should be a different discussion, Mehilchos Madura, Vilaner Chanukah or something. It sounds like this is, that Rava is continuing in the chiddush of Ravuna. It sounds that way. And if you say, that's the question, I mean, the problem is they sound like the same thing. Right. They sound like the exact same case, so what's the difference between the two? Okay? Fine. But for the time being, let's forget about the second case, okay? I think we'll go back to the first case. Because the second case, I'll do that. Let's take the first case. So the first case, again, is simple. You have a nair which has two wicks coming out of it, right? This one kli, which has a cover. The cover is designed that has two holes with two wicks, and you light these two wicks up. The question is, how many people does it count for? Does it count for one person, or does it count for two people? Right? How many does it count for one? It's Kamash Malan teaching you that it counts for two people. Right, so that's the question. Why would I think one or I think two? Okay, so maybe let me, okay, so I think David's saying good. Let me just try to explain it a little more. So the thing is, I guess, is that the Havamina is that the halacha is, let's say I have to light two neros. So what's a ner? Like, for instance, how many neros is this thing? Okay, well, the Gemara says, ner sheyesh lo shnei pios. So it's a ner which has two openings. So from the Gemara, if it's just a description of the thing, how many neros is it?
One,
right? It's a ner, it's not shtei neros, it's a ner. Why does the Gemara call it a ner? Because a ner is like, it's a lantern, right? A lamp, a lantern, whatever it is. And what makes it one? It's one kli, one holder. It happens to be like a 200 watt bulb or whatever, you know, it's doubly illuminated, has two wicks in it. But a ner is, okay, we don't have lanterns, so we don't refer to things like, you know, we just think of how many lights or whatever. But it's one light. I mean, it's one ner, it's one lantern. Okay, it's one holder with oil. I mean, a ner is many components. It's a holder with the oil, it's the kli, which makes the light. That's a ner. And apparently this calls it, in terms of a ner, that's one ner. It happens to be you doubled it up, there's enough light in it that would function for two neros, but it's one ner. The underlying entity of an air is a certain kind of a kli which produces light. Okay, so therefore I would have said, simple pshat, halacha, if I want to have a mahajim and a hajim, let's say I have two people in my house, or mahajim and I have two people in my house, this is one ner. The mitzvah is ner chanukah. I have to write light the neros, the amount of neros of the people in my house, so it's only with one ner. Okay? Ah. But it's telling you, no. Is that since, this is a shredish, this is Rav, Rav Yitzchak by the Rav Diferia, Ravuna Sredesh, that in Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah is piercing. It's not just stam lighting candles. Okay? It's the candles having a definite function. The function is for publicizing the miracle. And the publicizing is for the public, right? For the outside observer. So the kiyum in the mitzvah takes place through the appearance of the ner. I'm creating an apparent entity. Okay, so the question is like this, is that, like David said, for the observer who's walking by in the street isn't going to investigate and, figure out how many receptacles you happen to have. The observer sees the flame. The flame is really is what catches the attention of the observer. It's dark and there's a light, and the light is what catches him. So even though you happen to devise this contraption that it's only end up having to have one fuel source for the double light, but the light, the ish, the flame is that which is the piercing. The observer sees the flames. So therefore, what does he see? If you ask him, how many neros is it? Say it's two. What piercing is, since the kiyam here is, it's not just tam on my side like a snare, but it's ner shel piercing. So therefore, what it does is it takes the component of a ner, namely the wick, and the flame component of a ner, which is in general, is like a, so to speak, is like somewhat accidental to the thing. It's not the main thing is the kli or the lantern, but it takes that component and makes that essential. And therefore, if you have two of these lights, two flames in it, even though in its underlying kli it's really one, but the way you're going to quantify it here is based upon the elements of Pearson that you have. And basically you have two of them. Okay, so you have two openings. Okay. Could be, that's why it has to be, I mean, it has to be to the observer. It could be, as you're saying, it's from two sides. I mean, If it's mamish, if they're together in a way that it looks like one, or it's not going to appear distinct, then it wouldn't work. The point here is that it really is going to appear as if it's two sides, it's two completely different flames. I mean, again, the observer isn't coming in and looking at your head, looking at the piece of pottery that you have. You know what I mean? So that's the thing. Is that you don't just tell it's a chiddush. Saying don't define nair in the normal framework of a nair. Rather, define it here. This nair is a nair. It's not just a ma'aseh hadlaka, but it's a nair shel piersim. So the nair shel piersim is going to tell you how you're going to identify and quantify how many nairs you have. Okay, so now let's go to the second case, okay? So second case is where, again, and I'm going to learn it the way I was learning it before, okay? That there's a separate chiddush, okay? Sefer Chiddush. I mean, no, I don't think you object to saying Sefer Chiddush if you could find one, right? It's just, you don't think it's necessarily necessary. Okay? But, so the thing is, you have a kli, you have a bowl, let's say, and in the bowl, you put a bunch of wicks. And let's say you put a kli over. Let's forget the Madura aspect of it first, for a second. Okay? And what you do is you take a kli and you put the kli over it. Okay? Put the kli over it, and I guess which has holes in it on top. But let's say two. Let's say only two. What do you need to make more wicks than is necessary? So you have two wicks, and you put a kli over it such that the two wicks now become separated by this kli. So saying that counts for two people. So I would have thought it only counts for one. Kamash Malon. No. Counts for two. Okay? So again, the question is, I mean, that sounds like the same way it sounds. If you didn't have the first case, you would define this case the same way. Do you say you go in an air, in which case it's only one air, right? Because it's one clay. Or do you say no? You go by the person, by the function, and the function there are two flames, two narrows, right? I mean, you could plug in that exact same svara into this case. But the question is you don't need two cases to teach me the same svara. So it must be there's some subtle difference that I would have thought the first case counts as two. But this counts as one. This is different. And the question is, what's the difference? I mean, it's hard to find difference between them. Well, the first one, the problem is that they sound like exactly the same case. It's hard to even find factually what's the difference between the two. I mean, they sound like the exact same thing. Right? It's like an initiation of APS, isn't it? I mean, what's the difference to how you bet? I mean, it's not exactly built in the same way, but what's the difference? Right? If you say that's why in theory that wind thing is a little better, but it's hard to say. I mean, this is definitely simple shot. Some shot is you're putting a kli on top of it, which separates the wicks. I mean, it's a good question. I mean, it's a good question. Why does Rashi say l'shnei b'nei adam, like for people who are mahadrim and a mahadrim, right? Or for mahadrim, like a mahadrim. Why not just say, like, so David says maybe mahadrim and a mahadrim. So, right, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, so it's on the second night. But that, I guess, is, you know, I mean, Rashi's not going to list all the different possible cases you come up with. I mean, mahadrim, I guess, comes before mahadrim and a mahadrim, you know? But interesting is you have a very interesting case. Maybe I'll just tell you about it. Is Agav Orcha. The case is like, well, what about, because Tosus, there's a Tosus elsewhere who learns this differently. Because the way he had it, there's a big question. Is let's assume you have a bunch of houses open to a courtyard. Okay? So the question is where do you light the, and then the courtyard opens to Rosh Hashanah. You did this case?
Ramos.
Okay, so we have and the courtyard's open to the Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so the question is, where do you light? Where do you light the candles? Do you light it at the opening of your door of your house, or do you light it at the opening of the courtyard? Okay, so it turns out it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds you light it by the door of your house. Tosfos holds you light it by the door of the courtyard. Okay, what's the difference? So it turns out, according to Rashi, every guy is going to have it by their own house. Okay. According to Tosfos, you can have 50 people, or however many people are in the courtyard, all lighting at that courtyard opening. And now each person is going to have to put their own candle there. I mean, at the opening of the courtyard. You can't be Otsu with some other household. So you can have a lot of Neros at that courtyard. So there, you can have a case of Ner Shei Shol Shnei Pios. You can have a case of, forget the case of Mahadran. Each guy's only doing one, let's say. Yeah, but now you have two houses in order to contribute, and they're going to have a Ner Shei Shol Shnei Pios. So the question is it going to count for one house or for two houses? You know what I mean? That's how Tosfos learns this case. But Rashi can't learn it that way, because Rashi learns that every guy puts it at his own house. So at his own house, you only have to light one candle. What do you have the two candles for? So he has to say, no, it's talking about a case of Mahadran. Mahadran, you can have two candles. Or Mahadran and a Mahadran, you know? But Tosfos doesn't have to come to that case. Yeah. It's the Tosas here on a Chafal from a Beis, Mitzvah L'Aniach, Al Petal Beis, one of the I mean, it's different machlokas. I'm just filling you in on that fact. Okay? Fine. So back to our problem, right? So the question is, so what's the difference in two cases, right? On the second case?
No.
The Medur part. So we'll try to give an answer to this tomorrow, but what about the Medur part? Let's say, any questions on the Medur part? So it says, so that's if you put this Kli over it, then it's going to count for two people. But it says, if you don't put a Kli over it, it says, then afil lechad ein ola. Why? It says, asa come in Medura, you've made it like a Medura, afil lechad ein ola. And it doesn't even count for one person.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah, question. Yeah. So, I mean, simple pshat, and what's the real wrong with the Medura? Medura's not an heir. The halacha is an heir Chanukah, maybe because Mikdash they had an heir or whatever it is, but there's two different objects. They both happen to do with fire, but there's a Medura and there's an heir. So the Medura is one thing, there's another thing. There's an heir Chanukah, there's to light an heir, it's not a Medura. So if it's a Medura, then it's going to be possible. I mean, that's simple pshat. And I don't think any lambda, whatever, that's not the object of the mitzvah. You can't use an electric light, you can't use a Medura, you have to use an heir. Okay, but there's a question. There's a question on the Gemara. If you look at the question on the Gemara carefully, there's a question. Right. Okay. Okay. So Ben, it's a good question. What does it mean, Kamin Medura? It says, I saw Kamin Medura. You made it like a Medura, and it doesn't even count for one person. Right? I mean, Kamin Medura. I saw Medura. You made a Medura. And what does it mean? It's Kamin sounds like it's sort of a Medura. It's not really a Medura, but it's like a Medura. And you could say that you could say it's a stay being a little bit of a stickler. But look at Rashi. Rashi, I'd say, keeps the same pattern. Asak imedura, she'esh mischaber slam tzayisa, because the flame joins together at the middle. Ve'eno dome l'ner. Okay? It's not similar to an air. You could have said ve'eno ner. Right? Eno dome l'ner sounds like it's an air, but it's not similar to an air or something. I mean, that's what does it mean? What's he talking about? But I'm saying, it's hard to say. One time you could say it's just like, you know, whatever. There's lava, you know, lava dafka or whatever. It's just what he's talking. I don't think it would be right anyways, but still, one time you could let it slide. But I mean, if they both say it in that same way, it means something's up. Something's up here. It sounds like it's kind of an air. It's not an air. It's not a Medura. Like, it's this funny thing. I mean, what's going on here? I mean, you could have just said it ain't an air. Right? Or asa Medura. Sounds like, not so simple, right? Okay, so we'll do so I guess we'll do it tomorrow. So we'll try to explain that and explain the Havim second case. In theory, we're headed to the cases. The Torah. You can look in the Torah if we get past that. Is the Torah is a machlokas in Torah and the Rosh is. Let's assume you don't put a kli on top of it, but they're far enough apart. Like you make sure you put the wicks far enough apart and they don't join together. So the Rosh says it's fine. Why not? It's not a Medura. They're far apart. Torah says no. It says the only solution is a kli. Okay, because it's like a low plug time kind of thing. But you have to look at it. You look at the Torah is on the Siman. I'll look on the Torah. It's Aleph. It's Tafresh Ayin Aleph.